Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Ches Omer Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're learning Simin Kuf Chaf Ches, which still deals with the halachas of duchening. And we're on the second line, Sif Lamed Dalet. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Katan, a boy underneath the age of Bar Mitzvah, Shlo Yivishtei Saros, and he doesn't have two pubic hairs, he doesn't have physiological or chronological maturity, Eino Nosei Es Kapov Bifnei Atzmo Klal. He's not allowed to go up there and duchen by himself alone. However, avolim kohanim shem gedolim nosei, but if there are other gedolim who are above the age of bar mitzvah that are duchening, then he is allowed to go up there. Why? Lil modelis chanich, in order to learn how to duchen properly and to be educated and inculcated in the proper laws of duchening. But if a person has reached physiological maturity, then even if he's the only kohen, he's allowed to go up there and duchen by himself. Machaber says, however, umiyu, dafko biakroi bi alma velo bekvias, a young teenage boy who has reached physiological maturity still shouldn't be going there as the only kohen on a regular basis. He can only go up there on an occasional basis. Achi smala zikono, until his upper beard, his facial beard, is complete. Shaz yochalisu kapav afilu chidu bekeva. Then he would be allowed to go in duchen even by himself, even if it's the only kohen present. The Mechaber concludes, "V'kol shegil l'shanim shiroyel esmalu sekano." If somebody has reached the age where he normally would have a beard, but he doesn't yet have one, afa pishalo nismale, even though his beard isn't completed, karina be nismale sekano, he is considered as a person who's nismale sekano, even though he physically has not, and he would be allowed to go and duchen. Now, there's a lot that we bit off over here. Now, let's look at the Mishneh Berurah to explain this a little bit more in detail. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Chav Aleph writes, when we're talking here about a Kohen that has not yet reached maturity, so he says, Im Nase Ben Yim Shana V'Yom Echad, if he's reached chronological maturity, he's Bar Mitzvah, then we apply the general rule, Talinon Le'inyon Zeh Shemistam Hevi Shtei Saros. We're allowed to rely for any Din D'Rabbanon on the Rove that most boys, when they reach the age of 13 years in one age, have physiological maturity. They have the two pubic hairs. Okay, ancient pasuk Ramah. This is already passing by the Ramah in Simin Nun Hei Siv Hei in the Ramah over there in the Haggah. The Yishuv footnote 129 reminds us over there that the Mishneh Berurah said over there that this is in regards to Dinam Derabbanan. We rely upon this chazaka shirov anoshim shigil lechlal shanim have yushtei soros, that most children who have reached the age of bar mitzvah have reached physiological maturity, and for Dinam Deraisa we do not rely upon this rov. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Chaf Beis writes that if he has not reached physiological maturity, either by proof or via age, so then he's not allowed to go duchen by himself. And the Mishneh Berurah says this is afilu bakroi, even on a regular basis, on a one-time basis. She'en kavod atzibur lios kefufin lebirchas katan, because it's improper for the tzibur to be dependent, so to say, to be listening to the bracha of this young child who hasn't reached chronological, physiological maturity. However, we said that if he does have other kohanim that are going up to the duchen, we allow him to go up, and that's what the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Kuchav Gimel writes, Lil Modul is Chanech, we're allowed to go teach him to go be a kohen, and therefore he can go up with his father, with other adult kohanim. When we tamzeh, Rashoi Levaruch Gam Kain, the Mishneh Berurah says, he's also allowed to make the bracha. The Yishuv footnote 130 brings down, when a young kohen goes up with the other kohanim, so if there's one older kohen and one younger kohen, it's a suffix that we already said earlier, whether they're allowed to call up kohanim, according to the opinion that you only say kohanim when you have two kohanim. Of course, according to the opinion that we said earlier, that you can even call up kohanim when you have one kohen, so certainly having a katan in addition to the one kohen doesn't ruin it. Back to the Mishneh Berurah, he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he says also the Radvaz that hold like this. This chinuch eino kishar zmani achinuch, but the chinuch over here that we allow the young kohen to go up is different than the other ages of chinuch, and as we'll see, every age of chinuch is really separate for that particular mitzvah. Normally, the chinuch is shu kvar chamesh kvar shirs when a child is about 5-6 years old. Kim shiodei elisa kapav kim nogi akohanim. Over here, however, it's that he has to have the ability to go and do all the dinim of duchening. That may take an older child, albeit certainly not bar mitzvah, but maybe a 7-, 8-, 9-year-old child, every child lefi his abilities. The Deir Shufutin of 131 brings down, Mashma she'ein dai b'mashi odeya lisa kapa. If he may be able to read the psukim, that's not enough. Elatzor she'eda la soso kimina kohanim. He has to know how to do the duchening the way the kohanim duchening, with all the motions of the fingers and understanding how to say it, etc. And he brings this down, the same idea we learned already in Simon Yud Zayin in regards to Hilchot Tzitzis. She said, a katan shodei alato shtei tzitzios lefanim, shtei tzitzios liachra. The age of a child wearing tzitzis is when he understands that the two tzitzis have to be in the front and two in the back. Otherwise, you could put tzitzis on a 1-year-old. and he has to be able to know how to be echoes the tzitzis, how to take the tzitzis during the Kriya Shema and to hold them. And therefore, at that age, his father has to buy him tzitzis. Before that, the father does not have to. So to over here, the father has an obligation to teach his young son the Kohen when the child is capable of doing the duchening in the proper way. Sivkot and Kufchav Dalit. We said that we allow a Kohen to go up there on an irregular basis if he hasn't yet had a full beard, but he's above the age of bar mitzvah. Umiyu, the Mishnah Berurah says, Gamzehu mitam kvod tzibur. The reason for this is that we don't let him go up every time alone by himself is because that's not proper cover for the tzibur. Shein kvodam shivorchem tomid bekeva ubi yechidi ishalu nismala yadain zakot. No, it's not proper that you have this 14-year-old kid, this 15-year-old kid, on a very regular basis. He's the only Kohen around, so he's the one that constantly goes up over there. It's pasnish. It's not proper for this tzibur to have to be subordinate, so to say, to the bracha of such a child. So, on an irregular basis, it would be okay for him to be the only Kohen in shul. But if he's on a regular basis the only Kohen in shul, that's what the Mechaber tells us over here, as explained in the Mishnah Berurah, is improper for this Kohen to be the regular Kohen on a regular basis, this 14-year-old kid. The issue footnote number 132 brings down, what happens is this is the yeshiva, and all the boys are 14-year-olds, and he's the one Kohen, he's davening in the yeshiva, so can he go up on a regular basis? So he says, Ein b'kach yisoren shel kovod atzibur v'nosu kapeim, and this is brought down in the name of the Shelus Tshuvas Or L'Tzion. He would be allowed to go up if he's in his class, and everybody's a 14-year-old kid. However, Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak writes, Shebachurim yikovu tur b'nehem. If there's more than one Kohen, they should alternate amongst the Kohanim, and one day let this Kohen go up, and every Sol Yiduchen every day. So on Monday, you let the Aaron HaKohen go up. On Tuesday, you let Elazar HaKohen go up, even though they're all 14-year-old boys, but the same 14-year-old boy is not going up all the time, and therefore you don't have this problem of the same young Kohen going up Bikvias. That's called Biakroi. What happens if most of the times this boy has other Kohanim there? So he's a 14-year-old kid in shul, and normally there's another Kohen there. And now, on an irregular basis, the other Kohen doesn't show up. But this 14-year-old boy has gone up every single day. Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, also says over here that that's not called on a regular basis. That's called akroi, because he's only going up alone on an akroi, on a temporary basis. And likewise, what happens if the tzibur says, no problem, we're happy to be subordinate to this 14-year-old boy. He's a very nice boy. He's a big Talmid Chacham. So we're happy to be subordinate to him. So we already learned earlier in Siman Nun Gimel that the tzibur doesn't have that option. The Mishnah Berurah brought down over there, She'ein mechilosam mo'ila. A tzibur can't be mo'ichal on its kavod. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Chav Hei writes, Obi B'dina Seinu, nowadays, She'ein nosim kapayim ela b'yontiv, outside of Eretz Yisrael, will we only duchen on a yontiv? So he says, there is no din of akroi, a regular basis versus an irregular basis. Mutu liso kapa b'chol regal afilu b'fnei atzmo. This 14-year-old boy that may be the only Kohen in this small town, he can duchen on Pesach, he can duchen on Shavuos, he can duchen on Sukkos, that's not called on a regular basis. Kidi lachzuke nafshe b'chahane, in order to be able to him to become established as a Kohen, v'lo mikri ze'el akroi. That's called akroi over here, even though one could argue he's the only Kohen that does this every single time they duchen. That's still called akroi. And this is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and the Shagas Aryeh. In Siv Katan Kuchav Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah pointed out, I didn't read this, Ayin L'El Simen Nun Gimel Siv Ches, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Klomer, he means to tell us, the Ramah means to add over here, that it states over there, the Shamavur, Dafil Hoyelo Zokon Muat, as long as the child has a little bit of a beard, Karinam Bey Nismali Zokono, that's already called that he has a full beard, Imhu Ben Yudches Shon of Amala, as long as he's 18 years old and up. The Kod Mochain, Boino Mili Azokon Mamish, but if he's a 16-year-old kid, and he only has some little bit of a beard, that's not called Nismali Zokono. So again, the rule is, if he's 18 or up and has a little bit of a beard, that's adequate. That's called, now he's an adult on all terms over here for this halacha, and he can duchen the only Kohen on a regular basis. But if he's under 18, he needs to have a full beard in order to be able to duchen on a regular basis. Sif Lamed Hei, the Mechaber writes, Kohen Shaharegis Anefesh, a Kohen that killed somebody. Afilu B'shogig, even if this was an accident, Ruchman Lassan, a Kohen's driving a car and he kills somebody by accident. Lo Yisos Kapov, he's no longer able to go and duchen. Afilu asa tshuva, even if he did something wrong, even if he did tshuva, he thought somebody bemeis it, and now he does tshuva, so he is still ineligible to be the Kohen to go up to Duchen. However, the Ramah adds, Hagah, v'yeshomrim dim asa tshuva, no se kapov. In order to spur people to do tshuva, so Ramah says that if he does tshuva, we do allow him to go back again and Duchen. V'yesh lahokel ha-bali tshuva, and the Ramah says, we should in fact be lenient for these bali tshuva, shelo linol delas bifneem, because otherwise, if we say, no, you can never duchen, the sister, then why should I bother doing tshuva? But if we encourage them to do tshuva, and they'll be able to go and duchen again, that can be a spur, and therefore, v'hochi noach, he brings down the name of the Tur, Rashi, and Harbi Poskim, the Ogre, and the Beis Yosef, that one is allowed to follow this practice, lamaisa, to allow a Kohen to do tshuva, to go back and be eligible to duchen. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Chav Zayin writes, why a Kohen who killed somebody is not allowed to dochen, because the Pasuk says, Dechsev, ubefor ischem kapechem alim einayim mikem. When you raise your hands, I will turn my eyes away, because yedechem domim moleh, because your hands are filled with blood. So they can't be an effective conduit, if you wish, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. Hashem doesn't want them to be that conduit for the bracha if the hands are filled with blood. Yishu footnote number 133 brings down a number of interesting cases. He brings down the name of the Prisha, that this Pasuk is Osek Rak Bahorig Nefesh Mi Yisrael. This Pasuk deals with when a person killed somebody who was from Yisrael. However, the Prima Gadim brings down that this din applies even if you kill an Akum. If you kill a non-Jewish person as well, you're not allowed to go up in Duchen. What happens if a person killed somebody who is technically allowed to be killed? For example, a Moser, somebody who is turning in people to the government and having them killed inappropriately, or he's a Mummer, he's a heretic of a sort. So therefore, even though this din doesn't apply today, in theory, we have this idea that the Prima Gadim says he still would be allowed to Duchen if you killed somebody that was permissible to kill. And he says, Kohen Sh'avar Lisor Halvanas Ponim. What happens if Kohen embarrasses somebody? And we know the famous Gemara in Sotah and in other places, which tells us that Tamar was willing to be thrown into the Kivshon Eish rather than to embarrass Yehuda. And we learn that from there, Tosus says that embarrassing another person should really be Harig Vayavar. So here, if a person embarrass somebody else, it's like Ritzicha. So the Shevet Alevi brings down, nevertheless, even though we do say it's like Ritzicha, when you embarrass somebody, you're still allowed to duchen, because it's not real Ritzicha, but Yadayim. And here the Pasuk specifically says, Yadayim Aleos Bidomim, and therefore one could duchen if one unfortunately ever embarrass somebody in public. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kufchav Ches comments on the Shulchan Aruch, writing that this is true even if you killed somebody inadvertently, b'shogeg. V'im ansuhu larog, if other people forced him to kill, somebody put a gun in his hand and said, we're going to kill you unless you kill him. So the halach is that you should allow yourself to be killed. However, if the person didn't pass that test and he killed the other person rather than being killed himself, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, no seas pot kap, this person is allowed to go up and still duchen. I, v'afal gav de b'ritzicha, kaim lon de yarg v'ayavar, even though he was supposed to allow himself to be killed, that's the halacha by the three cardinal sins of Ritzicha, Giluy Arayus, and Avodas Kochavim. You're supposed to allow yourself to be killed rather than commit any of those sins, and here the guy did not do that. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Mokom, Imavar V'lon Erek, if he wasn't able to pass this test, Lo Mifsal L'Nesias Kapayim B'Shozeh, he doesn't lose his status of being a Kohen that can go up in Duchen because he didn't pass this test. It is wrong what he did, he's over a lav, but he's still able to go and be a Kohen in Duchen. The issue footnote number 134 brings down the very important case. What happens if somebody's in the army and he's forced to kill people because he's in the army? So he brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe, Kosher Lisos Kapov. Such a person is still able to, if he's a soldier and he killed somebody, he is able to go and still duchen. Shari Misha Ansu Larog Yochel Lisos Kapov. If somebody's forced to kill somebody else, like we just said, you're allowed to go and duchen. And certainly if you're in the army, you're forced to kill other people. You're a Mechuyev Lelechus Latzovo Kedin HaMalchus, and you have to go into the army, because that's the decree of the government, or that's necessary for self-defense. So therefore, these Kohanim who kill in the army as soldiers would also still be allowed to duchen. This is unbelievably important, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, where Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael could, of course, under certain situations, be obligated to kill somebody. And unfortunately, if they're Kohanim, this would puzzle them from duchening. So the halacha l'maisa is, no, they are still eligible to duchen. Sivkot and Kuf Chav test, the Mishnah Berurah writes, what happens if he did tshuva? The Mechaber holds that if a person does tshuva, he's not eligible to go and duchen, even though he did tshuva. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Tam Deazu, the reasoning for the Mechaber over here, is he holds the Sfirulei, the Afal Pishen, Chodavah Shomid B'nei Tshuva, even though normally we say nothing should stand in the way of tshuva, we facilitate as much as possible a person to do tshuva. We have the famous rule that if a person steals a brick from the bottom of a building, so if the brick is extant, you normally have to return that brick, but here it's going to cost you $1 million, you have to knock down the whole house, so we allow the person in this situation to just go return the value of the brick. And this is solely because we want to spur people to do tshuva. So how come over here that doesn't apply? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mikol Mokom, En Kategor Nasa Senego. Prosecutor can never become the defense attorney. And here this Kohen, to be a Daim Elu Shehoreges HaNefesh, his hands killed a person in Roy Lisos Kapov. He can't use those same hands, Af Bishosa Tshuva, even though he did tshuva, to go and defend the Jewish people to give them a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah then asks, what happens if a person caused a pregnant woman to go and miscarry? No seas kapov, he still would be allowed to duchen. Why? Because he brings down the name of Achronim, that you're not chayav misa if you go and commit an abortion. It's a terrible thing to do. You're not chayav misa, however, and therefore, in this situation, your hands aren't considered over here rotzchim, and therefore, they're not maleim dam, and therefore, would be allowed to still duchen in this situation if you caused a pregnant woman to miscarry. Then he brings down, however, in Siv Katan Kuf Lamed, the opinion of the Ramah, who says we do allow them to duchen. Hainu afilu kishar b'meizid. And if they did tshuva, even if they did the original sin b'meizid, we allow them to go in duchen. Siv Katan Kuf Lamed Aleph. He says this is the way we in fact paskin b'hochin og v'yesh eza achronim shemachmirim al kuponim b'meizid. There are achronim that disagree and say b'meizid you should not do this. We should not let the kohen duchen. And he says further, look at this in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha Dibra Maskal Afilu B'Shogeg brings down the Mogen of Ram, Shemetzadeh Dafka B'meis Miyad. This is only if he dies immediately. Halo Meis Miyad, if he doesn't die immediately, Ein Lahachmi B'Shogeg, then we don't have to be Machmi even by a Shogeg, because maybe Shema Ruach Bil Bidloto V'Meis. Maybe he didn't really die because of the blow, he died because of the wind blew and somehow caused his throat to be, that was partially severed, to be fully severed. That's a discussion in the Gemara, and therefore you don't have to be Machmi in this case. Of 135 brings down, and certainly im hoya ames lefonav chola onush, that the person in front of him was certainly a very sick person. So Rav Ozna in the Shailis that Levi writes shehu tzad nosef laka. That's another reason to be makel over here, because he's already considered a dead person, and therefore when you kill him, while you're not allowed to do this rachmona litzlan, it's not considered that you're chayev misa by a beis din. The next bir halacha, Dibra Maskil, Afilu Asa Tshuva, brings down a longer discussion about this as to whether we can be makel if a person did tshuva according to the Ramah. If he did the sin b'mezin and he does tshuva, he can go duchen. He brings down a list of poskim that agree with this, then he brings down poskim that disagree with this, and he concludes, he says, V'tzarech iyun ledina. He says he's not 100% sure what the halacha l'maisha should be. However, he concludes, Al kaponim im Allah, if the coin did go up in duchen in this situation, ain lo rido, you don't have to bring him down. You're allowed to let him continue to duchen. Sif Lamed Vav. The Mechaber writes, Mol Tinok V'meis. If a person is a moil and Rachmona Luslan, he killed a baby. Knows he is kapa. If he's still allowed to duchen as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Beis brings down, number one, Chodo Di Kavin L'Shei Mitzvah. He was trying to do a mitzvah over here, so he certainly can't be faulted for that. And number two, V'od Mi Yemar D'Chalul Chadoshev. Who says that this child was a fully completed baby? Maybe the reason that he died is because he really was a nephil. He was a child that wasn't complete. Furthermore, V'od Shema Ruach Bil Balto Achakaf L'Meis. Maybe, again, there were extenuating circumstances like the wind blowing at him that caused this child to die. The issue footnote of 136 brings down the same halach would apply not only by a moel who killed somebody accidentally, but if a father were to hit his son in a way that the father was permitted to hit his son, al strinuch, and he killed him, rachmon al san, or a rebbe hit a talmud, etc. Or if a shliach beis din hit the person that he's supposed to give malchus to, in all of these situations, the afikim maginim brings down, they're not nifsal from duchening in this situation, because kivon shekivnu lemitzvah, they're each trying to do a mitzvah over here, enam golem lari miklat, they wouldn't have to go to a golus into an ari miklat, and therefore they're also not considered roadskim over here, and they can still duchen. The Mechaber continues and he writes, however, v'im ha'om meraninim acharov shu shofik damim. However, if the populace is going and saying this person, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, he's not talking about the moil, but we'll say this person who was suspected of being a murderer actually did shofik damim. Nevertheless, kivin shalom is bar adover yisos kapov, since we don't have circumstantial proof or any other real proof that he is a murderer, so we allow this person to go and duchen. And the Mishnah Berurah points this out in Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Gimel, and he writes, Lo koi amol tinok. We're not talking here about the moraninim, the people are saying, hey, he's a murderer. We're not talking about the moil that killed somebody. Because in this situation, the bazeh, afilu yesh edim no se kapov, certainly he would be allowed to go and duchen, even if you have witnesses that he actually killed the child while he was doing the bris milah. What are we talking about then over here? Because he was doing a mitzvah, so there's nothing wrong. He didn't do anything wrong, as we just pointed out. El moraninim achor sharg mamish. We're talking here about another situation where the people are saying, hey, that guy's a murderer. So afilu hachi kivin shein edim, since in this situation we have absolutely no proof whatsoever, despite the fact that there's a rumor, in the apostle Messias Kapayim, we don't have the right to apostle this person from going in duchening. However, but if this person himself knows that he is really a murderer, lo yisos kapov, it's prohibited for him to go in duchen. This is true whether there are other kohanim up there, or even if he's the, and certainly if he's the only kohen, he can't go up in duchen. The issue for 137 brings down, even though we've already said previously that the chazan has a bad reputation, he's not allowed to be the chazan. However, over here, by the kohen, since he's not the one that's really giving the bracha, the bracha is just coming through him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we've learned in the Yerushalmi, the pasuk says, V'ani avarchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's giving the blessing. So therefore, we're not so machmer over here. I would just like to add that tonight is my father, Olav Shalom's yard site, Yosef Nissan ben Yecheskel, and I'm saying this year on Tes Nissan in the afternoon. Tonight, Yud Nissan is his yard site. May this year be an aliyah for his neshama. That ends today's shir.